Hello, and welcome back to the Bug in a Rug podcast. As always, my name is Caitlin.
As usual, I'm Whitney.
And we hope you guys had a great holiday season.
Yeah.
Does that include everything?
I don't know. I think Hanukkah's over now, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. When's Kwanzaa?
I have no idea.
Well, we hope that you all, I think it's before New Year's, right?
I think so.
Okay, well, we hope you guys enjoyed your holidays, whichever ones that you may have celebrated. We celebrated candle nights.
We did celebrate candle nights. We also celebrated Christmas.
Yes.
And we're moving on to New Year's.
Yes. What are your New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolutions? I think my New Year's resolutions are to not snack as much during the podcast.
And it's not going to happen. Why would you even make that one?
I think that's the big one. Don't crunch as much during the podcast.
Well, that's a terrible New Year's resolution.
What are yours?
Let's see. Maybe not stay up as late.
Oh, Cooper likes
that. Cooper agrees with me.
Cooper's New Year's resolution, he's starting early. It's to how often.
Yeah, he's done a lot today.
How more and how often. I think that our resolution should be to, we should have a joint resolution to get on a better sleep cycle.
Yeah.
Go to bed at a better time and get up at a better time.
Yeah.
Consistently.
I mean, I have to wake up at, 7 to go to work, so I'd say that's a pretty good time.
True. I'm going to have to be up earlier than that tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Surgery day.
Oh. Okay.
Not for me. I'm just watching.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, well, Cooper, what's your New Year's resolution?
To step on all of our decorations and knock them over.
You'd think it was Halloween. Halloween.
I get it. Tell us your guys' New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. What are you planning for the new year? Mm-hmm. Do you have something that you planned last year that you were successful with? Or maybe not so much?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. What were mine last year? I think I wanted to eat healthier. It didn't happen.
Well, we'll see. Well, hopefully we can stick to our resolutions.
Yeah, and we'll figure some out. We'll figure some better ones out.
We believe in you.
Yes.
Anyway, since it is New Year's.
Yeah.
Our story fits the theme.
Ooh.
So I was looking for local traditions that fit the holiday season.
Besides Christmas, because we just did our Christmas countdown.
Originally I was looking through the Christmas ones, and I stumbled upon this one, which is a New Year's / Epiphany.
Epiphany.
Legend. Well, yes, we'll get to it.
It came to me.
It hit me. Out of nowhere. So, what we're going to be talking about today, hopefully you'll still be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug, but there's a chance that she might keep you up at night.
Yeah, we'll have to see. She'll keep me up at night?
Yeah.
Oh.
On New Year's, we'll see.
Ooh, I'm already nervous.
So, tonight we're going to talk about La Befana.
La Befana.
Or Befana. Yes, I don't know if I'm saying that. Lubefana.
Lubefana.
That's how Google translates.
Lubefana.
Yeah, but is it
French? Lubefana. Oh, it's Italian.
Yeah, Italian.
Lubefana.
I think.
No, that sounds like Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. Because we're really bad at pronouncing things and we're really bad at accents on this podcast.
I have no idea.
Anyway, La Befana or Befana is part of Italian folklore dating back to at least the 8th century.
Okay. What year is that? 1700? No.
700s. AD.
Interesting. Okay.
At least. So that's as far back as my sources said that it was, but they said it could go back further.
Right.
So
probably the first big story written down, or you know what I mean?
Right.
What they can get to, but it could have been word of mouth and nobody.
Exactly. So her name could come from the Latin Epiphiana, which means Feast of the Epiphany.
Okay.
Or Feast of Epiphiana.
Okay.
Which, the Feast of the Epiphany, I feel like this is something we should know, but we don't really celebrate. It's something they celebrate in Italian culture for sure, though, but it's on the 5th of January. They celebrate when the three magi, or wise men, would have been visited by the angel and seen the star and been told to go find baby Jesus. So they had this epiphany that they needed to go find
the baby
Jesus.
On the 5th of January?
Yes.
After Christmas.
Yes. Yes. The Magi actually visited Jesus after his birthday. They didn't come on his birth night.
They stayed in the manger a lot longer than I thought.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, but they came yeah. later. Yes, absolutely. We always think they all came at one time, and they didn't. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is that her name is derived from the Roman goddess Striena, or Bastriana, who is the goddess of the new year, purification, and well-being. She's also the goddess of young children and protection.
She sounds lovely.
She does sound lovely, and that's kind of where it could go either way.
You know? I mean, they're both lovely, but...
Yes. The goddess she's actually lovely. Really pretty, which is interesting because La Bafana is not.
Really?
No. Hmm. So Bafana is always pictured as an old hag. Okay. With a long, crooked nose and a broom in her hand.
So like a trademark witch yeah. that you would see.
Yes. Why? Some of my resources called her the Christmas witch, but she doesn't come at Christmas.
She comes on?
Between January 1st and the 5th.
Oh.
In okay. Italian culture, because she's based on the Feast of the right, Epiphany, right. She comes on Epiphany Eve or January 5th. Sorry, Epiphany's on the 6th, so January 5th into the 6th. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Why is she so ugly, though?
Well, I'll tell you about her story, oh, okay. and I think we might work some of it out, but there's not really...
I mean,
really...
I guess that's an opinion. Maybe some people think she's really pretty. I haven't even seen a picture of her, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
She's exactly what you think.
Okay.
So, the legend of La Bafana has several origins that are possibilities. Mm-hmm. I kind of pieced three of them together.
Okay.
So, I'm going to give you those three.
Sure.
So, in the first... The Magi are searching for baby Jesus, and they stop by the home of an elderly woman to ask for directions. This would be Bafana, La Bafana.
Okay.
She doesn't know where they're trying to go to. She doesn't understand what they're saying. They're asking where the baby is, where's right. the king.
And she's like, I don't know.
She's like, I don't know. But she is the best housekeeper in the village, and they're told if they need a place to stay, they should stay with her. So she invites them in, and they stay there that night. They invite her to join them on their quest. Come see the new king with us. And she said, I have too much housework to do. No.
Oh. Oh, they asked her to go with them.
The next
and she
morning.
Said no. Okay. Right. Because she was no. like, you guys made a mess. I have to clean it up.
She just is constantly cleaning. She's a very cleanly person. She's like, always pictured with her broom. Me.
Okay.
Always pictured with her broom because she's very cleanly.
And they're like, no, but it's Jesus. And she's like, yeah. And?
She doesn't understand like, who that yeah. is. So, they've left, okay. and she changes her mind. She had an epiphany.
She had an epiphany.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. So,
wow.
she's like, maybe I should have went with them. So, she starts searching for them. She's exhausted, and in this theory, she falls onto a tree branch, which turns into her broomstick.
Okay.
And is magically allows her to soar through the air searching for the baby and the three magi. She searches everywhere each year with toys and gifts for the baby in case she finds him.
That's sad.
It's very sad.
That she's never found...
It gets sadder.
No!
So,
no.
The second origin story says that she was a new mother, but she lost her child and was driven mad with grief.
Okay.
So instead, when she heard that there was a new baby king born, something clicked in her head that said, oh, it's my baby. So she searched and searched for Jesus because she thought it was her own. She took gifts to give to the baby to try and please it. And when she got there, she kind of came to her senses and realized, no, this isn't my baby. But baby Jesus was so delighted that he gave her the gift of being the mother of all children in Italy.
I like that story better.
I like it better, except for the first part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, the first one she never, I don't know.
The first one she never finds him.
But now she's got the gift of being the mother of all children.
Right.
That kind of plays along into the goddess, though, because she's the goddess of young yes. children, right?
Yes, young children and protecting them.
Yeah.
So the third origin story says that when she heard of the baby's coming, of baby Jesus' coming, she loaded a basket on her broom filled with treats and toys. And she took the broom with her so that she could give the toys to the baby and help the mother clean, because it's a new mother.
Right.
And she doesn't have time to be cleaning. So it says that she took food for the family, toys for the baby, and her broom to help the mother clean. But again, she was never able to find baby Jesus, so she flies around on her broom searching for him.
No. Uh-uh. That's, no. I don't like those.
I'm telling you what the story says. So today, the tradition of La Befana is a little bit different. They say she flies through the air on her broom on the eve of Epiphany, covered in soot and wears a thick black shawl. She comes down the chimneys searching for the baby Jesus. She carries a hamper or a basket filled with toys, fruit, and figs, dates, and honey for good kids. Whereas if you're a bad kid, you get coal, sticks, onions, or garlic. Because she is a good housekeeper, she sweeps the floor before she leaves, sweeping in the new year and sweeping away last year's problems.
Oh, that, okay.
We leave cookies and milk for Santa.
Right.
In Italy, they leave out wine and a few morsels of whatever local food that they have for her.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wait, do they celebrate Christmas too?
I don't know. I don't know if this is like a separate...
You know what I mean? They celebrate Santa and then she comes?
I'm not sure.
So they get double gifts?
Hanukkah, they get however many are on the menorah.
They only get like 8.
Okay. They still celebrate it.
It can't be 8. They get one each day, right?
Yep.
8. I was right.
Good job.
Thank you.
I don't know. Candle nights is get as many gifts as you want.
Whatever. Or none.
If you don't know what Candle Nights is, it is a pan-religious holiday that I don't know who started. One of the podcasts we listen to, they celebrate it. And basically, you can celebrate anytime you want for as long as you want.
However you want.
However you want. And they try and include all holiday traditions.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's for everybody. So, I would like to read you a poem.
Okay.
About La Befana.
Heck yeah, we love poems here.
By the way, La Befana translates in Italian to the witch.
Okay, yeah, I kind of figured, well, I didn't figure that out, but I mean, I kind of assumed that she was a witch.
I didn't know that until I tried to listen to what her name sounded like, and Google Translate translated it for me.
The witch.
You're the witch.
Oh, okay. Speaking of the witch, we've been watching The Witcher. Anybody else? Anybody else been watching it?
La Befana-er.
Huh? You keep saying La Befana, and it keeps reminding me of that Christmas sweater that I keep talking about, that it spells out let it snow, but it has it spaced out, so it looks like la tits now.
Why'd you bring that up?
Because I love that sweater.
I'm going to try and read you a nice poem.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know what this poem is originally called, but it's by Giovanni Pascoli.
Okay.
Pascoli.
Italian, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm going to read you the English translation.
Okay.
So the English translation is, here comes the Befana. She comes from the mountains in deep of the night. Look how tired she is, all wrapped up in snow and frost in the north wind. Here comes the Befana, or it'd be the witch.
Huh.
So in this, she's searching for the baby. But
she looks so tired because she can't find him.
She's been searching every year. Okay. So the other one, this is a chant used by Italian children when they're waiting for La Befana.
Okay.
The witch comes at night in tattered shoes, dressed in Roman style. Long live the witch. She brings cinders and coals to 90 children. To the good children, she brings sweets and lots of gifts.
I like it.
But they chant that. When do they chant it?
The night of the January 5th, I'm assuming.
Yes. So... the yearly celebration of the Epiphany in Rome, I don't know if this is on the 5th or the 6th. I would assume the 6th since it's actually Epiphany.
The Epiphany, yeah.
But there's a parade through Rome where thousands of people bring gifts to Pope Francis or whoever the Pope is.
Right.
They are always symbolic of the Magi gifts.
Okay.
So you have people carrying gifts and then you have a ton of people dressed up as Befana.
Really?
Or Befane, which would be multiple for witches.
Why is that not a thing here? Do you know?
That we do giant parades?
Well, I mean, we do. Because like Macy's Day Parade kind of counts. There's Santa Claus at the end. Yeah, why don't we do La Befana here? Because like, I've never even heard of her before.
I haven't either. I don't know why. Because
has to do with the Pope, you'd think that like, at least Catholic tradition would talk of her a little bit.
Right, since Catholic tradition usually tries to incorporate pagan gods
into
the church,
yeah.
You would think that since this is part of the Epiphany...
And they celebrate it, yeah.
Right, unless she's originally based on the Roman goddess.
Yeah, but if they still celebrate her now, is what I'm saying, and they bring, people dress up like her to bring gifts to the Pope, you would think that we would have at least heard of it.
Right, but we haven't.
But I have not.
But I hadn't heard of Zwart Piet or...
That's true. Yeah, but we've heard of Krampus.
Yeah.
And those are more like Krampus. This lady... I mean, this lady's kind of... I don't know. You would think that we would have heard of it since even, like, the Pope has something to do with it a little bit.
I'm looking up La Bufana in America. This link says, bring La Bufana to America!
I agree.
Exclamation point.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is a campaign. Somebody has made a campaign to bring her to America.
How do you spell her name?
L-A space B-E-F-A-N-A. So this article says that in Italy, La Bufana is bigger than Christmas when it comes to gift getting. So they celebrate both, but their main celebration is of La Bufana.
Interesting.
This says if you leave your shoes out for her as well, and she puts the toys in your shoes, which I didn't see in my other research, but it could be like with the Yule Lads and Zwart Piet, where you have to leave your shoes out for her to leave you gifts.
Yeah, true, true, true.
So what do you think?
It's a good story. I think that I am upset that we don't celebrate her here.
I think we should celebrate more than just Santa next year.
Okay.
I think we should do Belschnickel and Zwart Piet and La Bufana.
Why would we celebrate them?
I think we should do the Yule Lads and La Bufana.
Okay. You don't really celebrate a lot of them, though. It's just leaving stuff out to get gifts. You know what I mean? Like, you don't... Like, the Yule Lads, you don't celebrate. You just... They just come.
Yeah. This is true.
You know what I mean? And Belschnuckle and Zwart Piet and Krampus, if you're bad, well...
Okay, fine. How can we incorporate these traditions into our lives? That's my new New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I like it. We can start with her. We can start with La Bufana.
Okay, how?
We could have a La Bufana... That is actually a good idea.
We can clean...
On January 5th.
On January 5th, we're going to sweep... In the new year, as we sweep out the old year.
That's a good idea. I like it. Mark your calendars. January 5th is the new spring cleaning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep away last year's problems. Sweep in the new year.
With La Bufana.
La Bufana.
I like it. It's a good
idea. The witch. I know that this doesn't quite make sense, but do you know what she makes me think of? Is she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Interesting, Whitney.
Because the poem I read you, the first one says, here she comes, the witch, she comes from the mountains in the deep of night.
Okay.
It probably has nothing to do with it, but that's what it made me think of.
Well, she'll be coming around the mountain about? She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain, she'll be coming around the mountain. Is that it? Is that all the words?
Yeah, but then it's like, she'll be driving six white
horses
when
she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Oh, it ostensibly refers to the second coming of Christ and subsequent rapture, with the she referring to the chariot that the returning Christ is depicted as driving.
What? He's depicted as driving a chariot? Where is this picture?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know, but this says verse 7 is we will all have chicken and dumplings when she comes.
That's what I'm looking forward to when Jesus comes.
I don't know about you, but La Bufana probably won't keep me up at night other than cleaning and celebrating the new year.
Yeah. Yeah, the only part of that I think is going to keep me up at night is wondering why we don't celebrate her.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I've tried to look up...
Because she seems like a lovely person.
I wish that I knew why we didn't at least recognize some of these old traditions. It seems like there's so many of them.
You'd think we'd have some sort of version of it.
Yeah.
But they kind of got rid of all of it and just do Santa.
Yeah. And Santa's in
Maybe they were trying to get rid of everything to focus on...
Saint Nick?
Saint Nicholas, yeah, maybe? I do not know. Why don't you guys let us know what you think? Do you celebrate La Befana? Have you ever heard of her before? Now that you've heard of her, will you celebrate her?
Will you help us sweep in the new year?
Let's sweep in 2020 with...
The witch.
The witch. The witch. Period. The witch.
Sweep in the witch. This is going to be a witchin' new year, guys.
Ooh, a new catchphrase. It's going to be a witchin' new year, 2020, with La Befana.
Oh, man, I'm ready.
Start your new year out right by cleaning.
I think this is a great tradition to start.
It's a good idea.
That's definitely what we're doing. Okay.
Yep,
that's
I like it.
That's it. I don't have anything else.
You guys tell us what you're going to do. Let us know if you liked Whitney's story. You can read more about La Befana on her resources. We'll post those on our website, bugandrug.podbean.com. You can reach out to us. Let us know your resolutions. Let us know what you think at our Twitter, at BIAR Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is at BIAR Podcast again, and then Facebook's just Bug and a Rug. We'll post pictures of La Befana on
even
there.
Even though she looks exactly how you think she looks.
Yeah, whatever you're picturing right now, that's what she looks like.
You think I'm kidding.
I know, I realize.
She's like literally a little crippled old lady, crippled hunchback.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
With a wart on her nose and a black shawl. Yeah, like there she's. We go.
And then.
The witch that gave Cinderella. Not Cinderella. She's the witch that gave Snow White an apple.
Yes. Except a little cuter. Not as scary.
And rides a broom.
Let us know your suggestions for the new year. Send us an email. BIARpodcast@gmail.com. You can still get stickers, everybody. So bring in the new year with some stickers. Leave us a review. And screenshot the review and send us that screenshot on any of the forms of social media that I told you.
Also, if you would like to be on the podcast as a guest, reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
We are always looking forward to having other people on the show, get your opinions, hear your stories, and just have some good laughs around the podcast table.
Heck yeah. Alrighty.
We hope that you guys had a wonderful holiday and have a safe, happy, healthy new year.
Yep. Signing off, I'm Caitlin.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.
Sleep tight.